Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine guest. He is Harvey Wasserman. Harvey, I think I misspoke. I found your Chernobyl 2.0 piece at the Progressive magazine, another fine magazine. We know many at the Progressive. Harvey, appreciate you sticking around and talking about the danger, the real and imminent posed risk by Chernobyl. And Harvey, apparently, reportedly, it's already been captured by the Russians. Do you think, and it calls for speculation, Harvey, but do you think that that was their intent? You seem very prescient in the piece you published yesterday in that the Russians, on the very first day of their Ukrainian invasion, apparently went after Chernobyl. What would be the strategy here, Harvey?
You know, that I have no idea. I don't know why you would take Chernobyl. Chernobyl was the last place on Earth I'd want to go. And by the way, I have a piece also at Reader Supported News, rsn.org, on this as well. It makes no sense to me why he would want to take a site with four dead reactors, including one that blew up. And anybody who's curious to want to go deeper into what happened at Chernobyl, there's a spectacular five-part series. It's either HBO or ABC. I don't remember which one. And it goes about 8 hours. If you really want a primer on what happened there, get up at about 10 or 11 in the morning and watch it straight through. It is absolutely the most devastating thing I have ever seen on television. But what happened at Chernobyl could be happening again at any one of the 15 operable reactors in Ukraine, including the six that I think he's also captured. And the media is avoiding this like a plague because we have a nuclear industry in the United States that's running 93 equally vulnerable reactors, and they want to build more, which is completely insane. And this is the most dangerous moment in the history of the United States, probably a history of the world, probably since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Harvey,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we know the Russians have nukes. So if they wanted to preemptively start, you know, nuking people, they have the capabilities with or without the reactors. So is it the strategic, the fact that they could do this at any time, or the fact that they could do this through cataclysm, not even desire to set off this chain reaction, but they could do so through, you know, collateral damage? I guess that's the only term I can think of, sir.
Well, blowing up a nuclear reactor will do more damage than dropping a nuclear bomb. You won't have a city physically leveled, but you will have it carpeted with radiation. When Chernobyl blew up in 1986, and by the way, the nuclear industry denied for decades that an atomic reactor could explode. Then when Chernobyl exploded, they say, oh, that's a Soviet reactor. And then when Fukushima, four American-designed reactors blew up, they finally shut up. The reality is that every reactor on Earth can blow up. And in the longer run, they do more damage than nuclear bombs, because the fallout from a nuclear reactor is continuous. The reactor at Chernobyl, which blew up in 86, is still emitting radiation. And any reactor that blows up now in Ukraine will completely carpet that country with radiation, not to mention Belarus, large parts of Russia, and all of Europe. That's how lunatic atomic reactors are. And if Europe had had the prescience, as we asked them to go with renewables, with solar and wind, none of this would be happening. You know, the Europeans can't respond because they're dependent on Russia for natural gas. And you know, this we advocated wind and solar 30 years ago, and if they had gone with wind and solar, none of this would be happening. But now, with 15 in Ukraine, you've got 50 more or more in France. You know, if Russia wants to go to war with France, if France wants to put their foot down, all Putin's got to do is send 10 people into France and blow up one of their nuclear plants. And the whole country will be radiated. Nuclear power is a horrible curse, and it has made all of the world vulnerable. And you know, it's so bad that the media can't deal with it. They can't handle the truth. You're one of the first major media to have a discussion about this.
Harvey,
the reality is that that this is a nuclear war, whether people want to admit it or not. This is a nuclear war because you have these reactors in Ukraine.
Harvey, how vulnerable do you think these old world, these 30-year-old Ukrainian Soviet-made reactors might be to cyber attack?
Very, very, very dangerous. These reactors were built pre-digital. These reactors were built in the 80s. They were not built with computers, with advanced computing technology. So you have control rooms that are basically pretty primitive. And they're dependent, of course, on the internet and on digital technology now. But they're primitive stuff, just like the reactors in the U.S. You got 93 reactors in the U.S. that all but one are 30 years old. You know, Putin wants to come in and take over Diablo Canyon in California. He can wipe out most of the country with radiation. He could wipe out Los Angeles in 4 hours if they blew up the reactors at Diablo Canyon. It would take 10 guys. So, you know, or guerrillas or whatever they call them. So, you know, this is beyond serious. This is apocalyptic because of these 15 reactors. With certainly the six that are near him, he could take in a heartbeat if he hasn't already. And he can do anything with them. He could threaten Europe with blowing up these reactors, and they would be on their knees. You know, that's how bad it is. So you can go to theprogressive.org or readersupportednews.org or comethesolartopia.org, which is my website. But the reality is, all this was avoidable. If they had gone to renewable energy, nothing like this would be happening.
Harvey Wasserman, a fine guest, fine journalist, fine author. Harvey, thank you so much. As mentioned, I found you at the Progressive Magazine, Chernobyl 2.0. Harvey, I'd like to think this will resolve.
Call me next week and we'll see what's going on, because this is absolutely terrifying and it's not going to stop.
Harvey, we certainly will appreciate your time. Come back, folks. More Devil's Advocates.
Never get involved in a land war in Asia.